The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side, and this is a huge issue, big momentous occasion. We have something huge planned. Wait till you hear it. It's spectacular. But we have big news at the beginning to go along with this huge issue. Big news, big changes, all coming before we get into The Boys Season 2, the first three episodes. But then at the end, we have some comic book recommendations. Books that are coming out this week, so check that out as well. So plenty to get to. Let's get into the story. John, excited to be here. It's a big day.
It is a big day.
Yeah, it is. 100 episodes.
Centennial.
John's dancing along. That's as exciting as it gets here, folks.
That's right. And you didn't even see it.
Nope. John nodded his head back and forth, dancing along. You were in rhythm, I guess.
I think I was.
Yeah. 100 issues. Not even episodes. We've got way more than 100 episodes. This is 100 issues. So that means we've been doing one a week. So this is 100 weeks, John.
It is. Hey, it's funny how that works.
See how that works? Yeah. You want to break out the other big news? It's kind of not big news, kind of sad news, kind of big news.
Yeah.
100 episodes. All right. Yeah. So what we're going to be doing, this is our last Monday, guaranteed Monday podcast. I guess that's the best way to put it, right?
Yeah.
Because the issues will be going back to Thursdays like they used to be. And then when special editions come up, we'll call them. We'll have special editions or maybe some annuals, you know, something like that. We'll put out something on a Monday when it's warranted. It's just been there's not a lot of content.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel in a lot of weeks.
Yeah. Obviously we have Harry Potter. We're still going to be doing that. We'll do movies here and there, but instead of trying to go through every movie and do something every week, we're going to save that for special occasions, but we'll be around every Thursday. Things seem to be playing out that way too, where shows are dropping now episodic. So like right now we're going to talk about the first three episodes of The Boys, because as we record this, episode four hasn't come out yet, but on Thursday we'll be talking episode four right with the show. So, you know, and then other shows are going to be coming out episodic. Mandalorian, we'll be talking about that. So I have a feeling when we don't do the Monday shows, our Thursday shows are going to get a little bit longer.
Maybe so. Maybe a little bit.
Because last Thursday, we probably would have talked about The Boys right there. Yes. We kind of wanted to, and I say we, I wanted to get to 100.
Right.
Before we did this, I thought it would be good to get to 100, and it kind of played out that way where we had Lucifer come dropping and then The Boys. So it kind of, oh, and New Mutants. That's the other one. So that ran us right up to it. So yeah, this is the last guaranteed Monday show. And then, but we're here every Thursday. That's not changing. And, for all the comic news and everything like that, but this week will be, you know, still the week in comics, and then starting next week, next Thursday, will be issue number 101 coming next week.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool.
I can't believe we made 100.
I know.
It's crazy. I mean, we say it all the time. Remember the first time we sat down, hit record?
I do.
And then stared at each other?
Yeah. It's not that we could get to 100, because we can get to 1,000 if we wanted to. It's that anybody still cares enough to listen. That's what's amazing.
I listen.
Well, I mean, besides you and I.
I listen to us every week.
Right, but we're not talking about it. We're always going to listen.
It's other
people.
I'll keep doing it. Yep. So every Thursday, and of course, we'll be announcing when we have the special editions coming up on Mondays. So Alrighty. Is that it for big news, John? Anything else happened since the last show?
No.
That's the other reason. Because yeah. Mondays aren't timely and we're. So, all right. You ready to get to The Boys season 2?
Sure.
All right. We have a trailer here. It's 3 minutes long, but pretty much action packed. So, let's play this and we'll come back and we'll, see what we can discuss.
Okay.
Butcher? What happened?
My wife. She's alive. Vought's holding the captive somewhere. And right now, we're in a little bit of trouble. Are you...
Language!
Come with us. Listen. This is a...
Language!
...can mess. We're the most wanted lads in the country. We got soup terrorists. And we got no superheroes.
Hi! I'm Stormfront.
Who?
I'm the new girl.
What's your fault?
Oh, God!
So what's your big plan?
We'll take down Vought.
There we go.
And I get my wife back.
We're in. Of course we're in.
We blow it up in the air.
More super terrorists will come. For all we know, these maniacs could be waiting for their chance to kill us all.
Who the f-
Language.
Are you?
I'm just trying to help.
Really? How?
We are in a war. But we can fight back with an army of supermen, millions strong. I'm Superman. Now, don't be a...
Language.
Be a laser, my...
Language. Language.
It's...
1, 2, 3, hit it!
She's got a whole army of supers.
We got still too.
We need more soup!
Watchmen!
All right, what do we do?
We can't just kill everyone.
That's exactly what we're gonna do.
Oh, great. Cool. Totally. 1, 2, 3, hit it!
I need the power!
Power!
Damn it!
1, 2, 3,
I'm Superman! We just need to keep our...
Language.
...together. A little bit longer.
Would you...
Language.
Power!
Power! Yeah, you guys go ahead. You guys go ahead. I'm good.
All right. Hands in the air. Like you just don't care. Kill.
First question is, are you bleeping out that trailer?
Yeah.
You're going to have to go back and language that trailer?
Yeah, there's not going to be much left of
it. Is that going to be the first official Captain America The Boys crossover?
Yeah. Don't worry, I take care of it.
I just wondered how you were going to handle that.
Yeah, you'll see.
You bleep me out, so.
Yeah. You're like offended that I bleep you out.
No, you did that one time.
Dr. Joe snuck one through, and you're like, wasn't it Dr. Joe that got one past the goalie there?
It was Dr. Joe. You did it too. You got yourself slipped past at one point. So
nothing major.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't even remember. Yeah. I just remember bringing it up to you because I don't get offended, but you know, fair is fair. I just want an equal playing field. That's all.
You just want to be able to swear. That's so funny.
Well, I mean, I can swear anyways. It's just you're going to bleep it out.
Right.
So.
It's so funny. Well, that's a good way to start off the topic. Lots of swears in this.
Yeah, there were. Well, it's R-rated for sure.
Oh, so. Yeah. It's very R-rated. The gore over the top so far.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous.
At any moment, too.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, it could be, you know, nothing could be going on, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody loses a head, or arms, or whatever.
Or you spend a whole 30 minutes like Jonah in the belly of a whale. So
yeah, that was in the trailer. Yeah, that was pretty funny. He's like, nope, Pinocchio here, staying behind. So what we'll go with this format. What were your expectations coming into this? I'm sure you had high hopes for this.
Oh, no? Yeah, they were high. I mean, I thought season one was great. So I expected this to be great, too. You know, I mean, I was not I didn't have low expectations. I wasn't expected to be let down. So, and I wasn't. I mean, I think the first three episodes were great. So
what did you think of, you know, spoiler free quickly, but the story overall, do you like where it's going?
Yeah, so far. I mean, we're early on, so, you know, we don't know exactly. I mean, there's a lot to come still. So, I mean, we don't know.
Not really. Exactly, we're almost halfway through. It's only 8 episodes.
Oh, really? I thought it was 10.
No, I'm pretty sure it's only 8.
Well, still, though, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty that we don't know at this point. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's shaping up fine. I mean, I like it so far. You know, we had a couple of new characters introduced. You know, we had Stormfront. We had Giancarlo Esposito. I don't know the name of his character. And then the brother of... I don't know anybody's names of the Asian girl. So
yeah,
we've had some new characters introduced. You know, most returning characters are there. We had what's his name? Patton Oswalt.
Yeah,
as the
voice
of Deep's Gills.
Yeah, as the voice of Deep's Gills.
Yeah, so
that was pretty funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's, like I said, I think it's shaping up to be good. It's been a lot of fun. Just more of the same, you know, it's just like season one. I guess, I don't know if this would be spoilers or spoiler free, but we had the most disturbing milk scene I've ever seen in my life. Even more so than the blue milk from
Yeah, we'll Star get it. Wars. Let's get into that in spoilers, because that's kind of. So just one quick thing before we get into spoilers. I know most people have probably already seen this, because if you aren't watching the show, you probably didn't even click on the episode. So on our episode anyway. So have you seen the stuff online about people hating the fact that it's dropping episodically after the first three? Did you see that it's being like, what do you call it? Rating bomb? Review bomb. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's by people that don't pay attention.
I mean,
it's not like this is a surprise. It's been announced.
Oh, now, I know.
Season one was dropped completely. So, I mean, I can see where people would expect that this would be the same. And, you know, I mean, to be fair, not everybody reads all the articles and, you know, all the same stuff that we read. But still, like, if it's not there, like, I would never watch those and get to the end and find out that I had to wait and take it upon myself to, like, go leave bad reviews for something.
Right.
Just because I didn't understand the way it was being dropped.
Well, I saw one article telling everybody, no, it's not a three-episode season.
Right.
Like, people thought that was it? Like, oh, what? The season's over? Like, in this day and age, how do you not know this stuff? Even before, I mean, there's the internet, if you're a fan of it, aren't you paying attention?
Well, but like I said, to be fair, not everybody reads the same articles. You know, there's a huge chunk of the population that just stumbled upon season one on Amazon, not having any idea that it was a comic book or, you know what I mean? And probably didn't think of it again until it popped up on their feed this year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I said, not everybody's us. Even saying that, even if I didn't know ahead of time, I might be disappointed that I had to wait, but like I wouldn't ever take it upon myself to go and drop bad reviews on something.
That's what I mean. Like to get upset about it.
For one thing, the people involved in making the show didn't have any part of the decision by Amazon on how they were going to distribute it. So it's like one's got nothing to do with the other, really. What is your, like, if you don't like it, fine, go leave it a bad review. But like, if you loved it and then you were just disappointed that you had to wait for more of it, it's like, what are you putting in your review that's bad? You know what I mean? It's like, I haven't read any of them, so I don't know, but it seems stupid. Yeah, I mean, going back to even, you know, we talked about it the other day, Raised by Wolves. That's the same thing. They dropped the first three episodes, and then you have to go now and wait and watch them weekly. Like, if I'm looking at that, I'm thinking that the first three episodes are a bonus, not a punishment. It's like, this is a weekly show, but they gave me a bonus by giving me the first three up front, you know?
Right.
It's not the other way around.
Yeah, and you get five. I mean, we have five more episodes coming because it's only 8-episode season. So, right. I mean, you a little over a month left, which kind of made me like, oh, I kind of wish it was maybe they gave you two and you got a little bit longer to go. But does that take us? Doesn't even get us to Mandalorian, I don't think. Five more episodes?
Well, it's 5 weeks, right? The Mandalorian would be six.
Right. So we
six
got
weeks
one.
Away or so, 6.5 weeks away. So it's. Close, but
right. Yeah, it gets quite. Us to 1, 2, 3. Gets us to the 9th.
Okay, so 3 weeks.
Yeah, so then we have the 16th, 23rd, and the 30th.
Right.
So, yeah, so 3 weeks away. But it's. I just thought it was funny. Just I just happened to. I don't know what I was doing. I maybe Googled like The Boys season 2. And every single article was about the fact that it was dropping episodically and how angry everybody was. And I was like you said, I didn't see how you could get that angry about it. I thought that was,
yeah,
you know, like.
Well, I mean, it's just because people have to have something to bitch about. So.
Yep.
That's just, you know, let's be honest about it.
Yep. All right. Let's get to some spoilers. Let's have some fun here. You want to lock that door, please?
Sure.
All righty. All right. Homelander.
Yeah.
He is, and what's it, his name is Anthony Starr, I think the guy that plays him.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I think that's his name. Let me double check. Yep. Yep. Anthony Starr. Anthony. He is awesome. He is such a jerk. He is such, yeah. You hate him from jump. Like,
yeah,
well, everything, yeah, about him. He's just so slimy. And then, yeah, getting to your milk, you know, scene.
Yeah, that was so disturbing. It was like, at first I was like, what is that? And then it clicked where he was and what he was doing. And I was like, oh, that is so gross.
Yeah, that just. And I mean, what a great acting job, because it's, you know, it's just, yeah, just milk or whatever it was.
Well, yeah,
but, you,
yeah,
know what I mean? The prop
drinking,
itself,
it,
but you're,
yeah,
just like.
I'm sure it was just regular homogenized milk, but.
But what he was doing and just the, oh my God, that was, got to be one of the grossest scenes so far.
Yeah, it was.
And
pretty,
there's some gross scenes.
Bad. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's, ugh.
Yeah.
But the other one I thought was Stormfront. I like the way they're moving her along in that, you know, they introduced her, what, towards the end of the first episode, I think? Something like that?
Yeah, I
they
believe so.
Brought her in. She was just kind of like this, you know, badass that would just be, you know, she's like, ah, I'm not taking any guff, and she just, right, says her mind. But then by the end of the third episode, I kind of felt like, she really turned a corner there. And I mean, she had the racist remark and how evil she became. And
yeah, well,
she's given Homelander a run for the money.
I get the feeling that she was sent in by Giancarlo there to take over the group. Like, he's probably trying to push Homelander out because, you know, they're kind of at odds throughout this whole first three episodes.
Yeah.
You know, like, Homelander's trying to establish
Edgar, I believe.
Yeah, establish his dominance over Vought Corporation and everything. And Giancarlo there not having any part of it. You know, like, he stands right up to him and says, look, man, you're not our product at all. The pharmaceuticals are. You're just a byproduct. And I think he's being, like I said, I think she was sent, because he's the one that picked her to be on the team.
Right.
Right. And so I think she's there to take over. You know, we'll have to see how that plays out, obviously, because there's, you know, like you said, there's five more episodes to go. But that's kind of the feeling I got right at the end there, where she, you know, kind of takes over the press conference and gets the kill, even though he said that Homelander says, you know, like, he's mine. you know, she gets in there and does it. So I think she's there to show him up and take over.
Were you surprised that they dropped it, that whole Vought thing, early? Like, they exposed them that early in the season? I thought that was going to play out a little longer.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Because, yeah, like you, I thought it would probably be more towards the end of the season and kind of be a bigger bombshell than that. But yeah, I guess they're just using it to set up, you know, like I said, whatever's to come.
Yeah, it was a good three episodes that, I mean, it kind of ramped you up for what's to come. And it's like, if you're watching the trailer, there's a ton of action in that trailer that we haven't
seen
yet.
Yeah, there was a bunch of stuff in there that we didn't see, so.
Which is surprising. Usually when you see a trailer, it's everything from the first episode or first and second episode, and then that's it. But
it's going to go at least until the fourth episode, if not longer, so.
You know what I was surprised at?
What's that?
It's a rated R. And not that I'm looking for this, but they're completely, like, avoiding the, like, sexuality part of it.
They are, yeah. Yeah, like you. I mean, I'm not always necessarily looking for it, but knowing the comic.
Yeah.
There's a lot more graphic scenes in the comic than what we've seen so far in the show. Even in the first season, you know, with the whole scene with the Deep and...
right.
Starlight? Is that her name?
Yeah, Starlight. Annie.
Like, it was just implied. Like, there was nothing visual at all.
But even but here's the other thing, though. I'm not saying they have to show anything or anything like that, but even that scene in the first season, that at least implied something. They haven't even implied anything in this season.
In this season, no, nothing at all.
It's like they're staying away from
that.
And
I know there's a whole orgy scene or whatever from the comics that
right.
I thought was supposed to play out. Now, again, there's five more episodes, so we don't know. But yeah, for a rated R show, they've been fairly tame when it comes to that. Like, you know, again, we're used to Netflix and HBO and all that. And I'll be honest with you, I expected some nudity and some other stuff in this show, and there really hasn't been any. So
right. With the language it's like they're going over the top with the language and the
language and violence.
Graphic
and
violence.
Right, right.
And gore, yeah, the gore. They're going over the top with all that. But then everything else, it's like I'm wondering if they are just staying away from that because of, you know, what everything that's going, they don't want any backlash or anything.
Well, it could be, but I mean, it didn't hurt The Witcher or Game of Thrones or, you know, there's a lot of shows.
Yeah,
that,
but they had different, this is like the stuff that's in The Boys is like womanizing stuff.
Yeah.
Like that scene in season one is basically, it's a Me Too movement type issue that they probably don't want to portray. They might have gotten backlash out of that. And like, oh, you're glorifying this or something. I don't know. I haven't read anything. I'm just guessing. But like you said, it's like that whole scene that's in the comics that hasn't shown up yet. And there has been rumors that they're going there. So, I mean, when we see, for all we know, episode 4 has it all in it. And
right, it could.
People are listening to us going, watch episode 4.
Yeah, you bunch of dummies.
Hey, but we'll talk about it on Thursday.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I feel like it's been surprisingly tame.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not sitting there going, this is a bust.
No, like, neither am I. No, but it's Amazon Prime. And like, they don't have to pull any punches. They can really do whatever they want.
They haven't pulled any punches anywhere else.
Right.
Killed a whale.
Yeah, that was pretty gross too, actually.
Yeah.
I was like,
I think the whale was dead anyways. How was it getting back in the water?
Well, yeah.
He beached that thing and the poor thing's like, meh, meh.
Yeah, it was dead anyways. But then, you know, they're hanging out inside of it. Like, Huey's like, I'm just going to stay here.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
That was gross.
It was. So what did you think? I loved the beginning of episode one where they were having the funeral for Translucent.
Oh, my God.
It's just an empty glass box.
And he keeps looking at him.
Yeah, all those photos. And then she comes out and sings that song, like, even though we could see through you, we hardly knew you. And it's like, But it's like all these baby pictures of just like onesies floating around and
right.
It's like that's awesome.
Jen laughed out loud at one where the mom was holding up like this onesie or something. Yeah. But it was just a onesie. It's like,
because you always picture somebody that can turn invisible, like Sue Storm or something, you know?
Right.
It's like, clearly he was invisible all the time.
And that was so
like,
funny.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then they have Black Noir doing that murder scene, like, kind of simultaneously. And he has that kid in the bedroom, and he's, like, playing with him with the rabbit.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. It started out pretty funny with those two. Like that opening montage.
But even that montage there, the, you know, Homelander even was just so creepy.
Yeah,
His speech.
Yeah.
And didn't they, during that, weren't they also showing like how, like they were summarizing the season or something? Or maybe they had just done that before where you see that Homelander's the one that killed Elizabeth Shue there.
Yeah, that was Madeline. That was prior to that in like right. the recap, the season one recap.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad they did because
that's always nice.
Would have forgot some of that stuff.
You ever accidentally hit the skip button on Netflix and then you can't figure out how to get that whole thing to play again?
Yeah. It's like, "Oh, I didn't want to skip. I wanted to watch that."
Yeah, cuz you're like, "I missed it. I want to know what happened last season." You're like, "Ugh." Cuz it's not that easy on Netflix.
No, it's not. Any of them, really. It's once you get going into an episode, it's hard to rewind or get back to the beginning.
To get back to that, like, preface or whatever they call that thing.
The pre-credit scene or whatever.
But what did you think of that scene when Homelander with the, what was his name, Blindspot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, like I said,
you
he
didn't
comes
see it
off
coming.
So... No, because he comes off so nice, like, and so friendly, you know? He's like, "Oh, my God, I really admire you, you know, picking yourself up from your bootstraps and all this and that." And he's like, "Hey, let me ask you a question."
Yeah. You know? What happens if I do this?
Yeah. He crushes his skull. And then the woman's just standing there like, "What happened?"
Like, I thought he just burst his eardrums. But then you just see the puddle on the floor.
Yeah, no. Me too at first. But he bled way too much for that.
Right. Like, well, yeah, he probably burst his eardrums, crushed his skull, the whole thing.
Right.
But Jen was like, "What happened? Look at the blood." Oh, I was like, "Oh, my God." But, yeah, he just walks up to him and goes, "Yeah, like you said," he goes, "I admire you." He goes, you're not only doing it, you're doing it with a, you know, disability or whatever. Right. He's just so creepy.
Yeah, he's great, though. I mean, like I said, the actor is so great all that.
He really does
a good job with him.
What's that?
He just does a good job with that character, you know?
And then the girl playing there, what's her name? Ashley is the character or whatever, but she's terrified now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's just like, "What happened? Oh, my God."
Oh.
And then he turns on her, you know, and then he gets super, like, intimidating, you know?
Yeah.
Like, scary, you know? And then in the next minute, he's smiling. Like, he's psychopath, you know?
Yeah, he is. He thinks he owns everything. He's in charge. And I like your idea there that, what's his name? Stan Edgar. Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah.
I think he's bringing in Stormfront, like you said. I like that idea that she's going to try to take over, but...
I think so. Like, I don't know how powerful she is, but she's pretty powerful, you know? Because, you know, the parallels are there, right? It's the Justice League Dark, basically, you know, and he's Superman. So I'm not quite sure who she is in the equation, you know, because, I mean, you've got the A-Train is the Flash, and, you know, I mean, Aquaman. You know, you've got everybody there. I'm not quite sure... Because Maeve is Wonder Woman, so
right.
I don't know who she is specifically.
She's got a little side story going on, though.
Maeve?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got the thing with her girlfriend there, and you know how she's trying to keep her safe, keep her away from Homelander.
Keep her secret, isn't it?
Yeah, like, basically keep her a secret, because Homelander would kill her.
Right.
So, yeah, she's got a good story there, and... I don't know. Like I said, everybody does. Like, I like Starlight. Like, her relationship with Stormfront, you know, has been pretty good. And then the whole A-Train thing. you know, with the blackmail and all that has been pretty good. So I don't know. Like, they've all got pretty good conflicts and relationships going on. The only one that doesn't really have anything going on is Black Noir, you know, because I mean, he doesn't speak at all.
No, but you know what?
Although he was devastated to find out that he was made by Compound, which a lot of them were, right? Like, some of them already knew, obviously. Like, A-Train knew about it. Homelander already knew about it, but obviously Black Noir didn't know. The Deep didn't know.
Right.
Like, he was pretty broken up too, because, you know, he feels like a, you know, like a reject and is not happy that he was made. Where, like, somebody like Homelander is, loves whatever. You know, he doesn't care how he got it. You know, he loves it. And he doesn't feel like an outcast in any way, but the Deep does. And, you know, when he finds out that he didn't have to be that way, it's pretty hard news for him. So,
and yeah, you can, that's, I thought one of the most powerful scenes was that scene of Black Noir with his head in his hands.
Yeah.
Just looking down.
Sitting in the hallway. Yep.
Like, there's no other way to act that out, because he doesn't speak. He doesn't do anything. But the devastation.
He's got no facial expressions or anything. Right. There's nothing he can do. So,
I mean, between him and, like you said, in the Deep, actually expressing it and saying the words, it's, the show took a different turn right there.
Yeah.
And that's why when I asked, I'm like, were you surprised that they did it that early? But I think that's going to add another level of, like, do maybe they turn
right
and go against Homelander? Do, you know, our side's going to emerge here?
Well, the thing is, the problem is none of them can stand up to him, right? Like, even Maeve, like, she doesn't like Homelander at all, but she's afraid of him. And so the problem is, like I said, he's the Superman, right? Although there's no kryptonite. He has no weaknesses.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if the women stand up and knock him down.
Well, they may try, but like I said, I don't think any of them can. The only one that we don't know about really is Stormfront, right? Because we don't know exactly the extent of her powers. But, you know, Maeve, you know that she can't, otherwise she already would have. And Starlight.
Starlight's pretty powerful too, though.
She is, but I don't know if she could stand up to him. So, again, it could be. You know, I didn't finish the comic, so I don't know where the story goes. And I know we're already different from the comics anyways.
That's what I was just going to say. So, it's,
you know,
because
the whole
hard
thing
to
with
tell.
Butcher's wife and all that stuff and the kid is already a big departure from the comics. So,
oh, how about Homelander and the kid?
Yeah, that was pretty good too. It's like he throws them off the roof. It's like, you know, you throw your baby into a swimming pool and they learn how to swim. And he's like,
yeah,
he just throws them off the roof and the kid just falls like a rock right to the ground.
But then it's like, I mean,
he wasn't hurt, obviously, yeah, but.
But we
still,
didn't know that. I was
no,
like,
no, we didn't right away.
The kid's normal. And, yeah. But like, Homelander was just like, huh. Like,
yeah, he didn't care. Right. Well, because again, he's a psychopath, right? He doesn't. But he says, you know, when he says, I love you, you can say it back now. You know, it's like, I just met you. It's like, you expect me to love you already, you know?
I thought that was interesting is that, what is it, the Compound V, right?
Right.
That you're made with the Compound V, but you can then be born from somebody that had Compound V?
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess once it transforms you, right? Like, I guess it transforms you on a cellular level. So if you were to have offspring, I imagine it would pass down because your DNA has been fundamentally changed.
Right.
So
how does he know he can fly, though? Like, are you guaranteed to get your father's powers or whatever?
Well, I don't know. I think he just believes, like, he just assumes that
he
has the same abilities, but he doesn't. I mean, I don't know if he knows for sure, but maybe the kid was tested. I don't know, because again, it took me a few minutes to realize that they were living on a compound. Like, I thought she just had a house and was living in a neighborhood, you know, and it wasn't until she drops the kid off at his piano lessons or whatever that you realize she's living on a base or like a compound.
Right.
So they must have tested the kid or something, you know, at some point while he was younger. But like, now I'm wondering what kind of deal like she made. Like, why is she there, you know? Like, obviously she made some kind of deal.
I think it's to keep
so Butcher would think,
Billy Butcher alive.
Right. But
she's like, I'll go with you, but you can't. Because Homelander says that.
Doesn't he say
something like, he goes, the deal we made has been walking around, or whatever.
Right, but that was from the end of season one, right? Like, because he brings him there and was probably going to kill him, and she made a deal with Homelander to keep him alive, basically, I guess, to say, you know, you can start spending time with your son or what have you. Which, like, I don't know why he had to make a deal at all. Like, he's Homelander. If he wants to do, he's going to do whatever he wants anyways. But in the beginning, like, why did she agree to leave and disappear in the first place?
Right.
And had to have been to protect Butcher all along, but because, you know, they had the, there was that whole story. Didn't we learn in season one that she wasn't raped by Homelander? Like, I think she consensually had a relationship with Homelander and got pregnant.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm wondering if we're going to that's his version. We don't know her version.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I guess I don't
so
know. Like, Billy,
we may never,
you know, Butcher
I mean,
thinks
we,
that he was that she was raped
right.
and killed by Homelander. Homelander's saying, no, it was a consensual relationship. And I guess we don't know the truth yet, but I think maybe it was. And then, you know, her shame is what, you know, made her disappear, you know,
well,
to try to spare, I guess to try to spare Butcher, you know what I mean?
See, I see this whole thing right now. It feels like they're Homelander's being separated from the group. Every character is starting to dislike him more and more. So he's being,
right.
I feel like he's being pushed out. I mean, think of it. Every character wants him gone.
Right. Because they all hate him. Well, because
right.
again, they're all afraid of him. Because, like I said, he's psycho and he'll turn on anybody.
Well,
you know?
He's
I mean,
turned on everybody. He threw his son off a roof.
It's like, yeah, but I don't think it, with the intent to kill him. But,
no.
Like, what's the, what was Elizabeth Shue's character? What was her name again?
Madeline Stillwell.
Madeline. But I mean, the person he loved the most, right? Like, he was in love with her.
Yeah, and he blew her head off.
And then he blew her head off. Like, he'll turn on a dime, you know, with his temper and whatever, and he doesn't care. Like, he regrets it now, obviously, because
he's out of milk.
Yeah, he's he's getting off to her breast milk or whatever, but but it didn't matter. In the moment, like, his temper took over and again, he burned her head off. They're all afraid of him, you know, because he'll turn on anybody and kill you. I think they're all would be much happier if he was out of the picture. Again, to this point, they haven't set up anything story-wise that can harm him or defeat him. You know, he's all-powerful, you know, and has no weaknesses. We'll have to see what you know what they do or if they introduce something into the show. Or, again, there's always a bigger fish, right? Like, maybe Stormfront is just the bigger fish.
What about his son?
Or maybe his son.
Him.
Yeah, who hates him, you know, and who's going to defend his mother, who I'm sure at some point is going to come under fire with Homelander before the end of the season. It already kind of did, you know, and that's why the kid stepped up and developed his powers in the first place. Could be the son.
I think it's going to be a combination. I think the, like they said earlier when they were trying to introduce the women, we've never had three women in the seven.
Right.
So I think those three are going to stand up to him, and that's, and maybe they play into that what Homelander has been doing and how maybe he did rape the mom. All of that is going to come forward and play out on, you know, on a comic book level of what's gone on in the real world.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could ultimately just be a blow to his reputation more than anything. It's
right,
not
like
take him down. You know what I mean? Like it might hit him in the wallet and all that stuff, right? Because you know the biggest reason he's involved with Vought in the first place is financial. I mean, he loves to be loved. You know,
just like you said, he wants like he. Oh, you could say it back. You know. You could say it back now. He loves to be loved. He loves to go out into public. He loves the crowds loving him. If that is all taken away from him, it's like it's almost like a shell game right now. Like we're seeing this whole, you know, Compound V's been exposed and Vought's been exposed and this. And you think that that's like we even talked like about it saying, oh, I'm surprised they did it that early. Well, the big shoe to drop is going to be Homelander being exposed for who he is.
Right.
The womanizing jerk that, you know, doesn't care about anybody but himself and is, I mean, for all intents and purposes, he's going to be like Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Walking through the world like he owns it. it feels like that's how they're writing. And everybody's, but everybody's afraid of him. Everybody's afraid of his power. Everything I've just said, am I talking about Homelander or Harvey Weinstein?
Right.
Maybe it is the women that finally stand up to him as a team and are able to take him down. And they might not even take him down with powers. They might take him down with stories. And right. his reputation is shot. And then who does he become? And it's funny because we already have the Deep trying to reconcile and trying to be a better person.
Right.
Starlight wants no part of that after what he did to her.
Well, yeah. Can't blame her.
Oh, no, not at all.
Right. Yeah, can't blame her. But
no, but on his part, well, you got to start somewhere.
Well, yeah, right. He's trying, and I think he is trying, you know, legitimately. And you kind of feel bad for him, right? Because he goes through that whole thing. You know, obviously he's got low self-esteem and he's got, you know, body image issues with the gills and all that. And he goes through all that stuff with the therapist to get right with himself. And then, you know, he runs into Homelander and he says, "Your gill's showing. Put that thing away. It's disgusting." And
right.
It's like everything was just undone in a second that he spent all this time trying to work over. That's the other thing, too, is, like, that doctor and the Archer guy, they're up to something, too. There's another story at play with those two. Like, I think trying to... The guy, the ones with the Deep there, the doctor and the Archer guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they're trying to get him back into the Seven for something. Like, I don't know what yet. There's no way there's not an ulterior motive going on with those two.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here all around. And, I mean, you still have the Huey and Annie story, Starlight,
right,
getting together. And are they going to be able to get together? And it's funny because I could see how you could tell this story and have it all wrapped up, but you can't because we know that season 3 is coming.
Yeah.
At the end of this season, 5 more episodes away, I feel like there's so much going on, there's no way we're going to be even close to wrapping this up
in five more
episodes, you know?
Well, and I like how they already foreshadowed season 3 because they brought up Soldier Boy.
Yes.
You know, Giancarlo brought him up when he was kind of talking about the history of the Vought Corporation. And I was like, well, that's definitely a setup for next season because we're going to see him. You know, we already talked about Jensen Ackles coming in to play him, so...
Do you think season 3 is a flashback season?
Well, I think that part of it is.
So maybe this is wrapped up. And then season 3 is like a prequel because that's one of the things that I didn't feel like they did a good job of in season 1 is that Huey was new even in the comics. He was new to the team.
Right.
And the team had, you know, Billy Butcher had been around and that whole team had worked together and they barely touched on it in season 1.
Right.
You know, it's like, I mean, I guess they did a little bit when he
I kind of hope not, though. I hate when shows do that, you know, because there was another show I watched recently that did that. I can't remember what it was, but it's like you watch 2 seasons of it and then you get to season 3 and the whole season 3 is a prequel to seasons 1 and 2. And it's
right.
Like, I don't like that. If you're going to give me that story, give it to me sequentially, you know? It's
right.
Kind of like I hate when shows... Give me the ending of the show before the beginning. And it's like, you've already spoiled it for me. You know, it's like, I don't want that.
Yeah. Kind of like Bloodlines.
Yeah. Bloodlines did that, right? Like you already know how season 1 ends. And,
here's the train wreck.
Right. And it's like, Lucifer, like they all do it. Like, you know, you open it up with somebody.
Did it?
They did it with one of the episodes. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, okay.
But. You know, not the whole season, but one of the episodes where it's like, oh, you see such and such dead, and then you flash back to 24 hours earlier. It's like,
oh, well, yeah.
You know, I already know he's going to be dead, so.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It could be a flashback season because, you know, once again, Jensen Ackles he's not old, so he's a young guy. So from the description in this show, he's Captain America, right? He was active during World War II. Unless they don't age, there's
but
no
Carl
way he's
Urban
running
supposed
around.
To be in, Carl Urban is supposed to be in season 3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's probably,
so it can't be too far back.
There's probably portions of the season that are flashbacks, but I'm hoping I'm hoping it's not the whole season. You know, like I said, he can't be active in World War II and then be running around in 2020 at 35 years old. You know, again, unless he doesn't age. I mean, hell, Steve Rogers did it, so.
Yeah.
Maybe he was frozen in a block of ice, too. They'll thaw him out in 2020.
So I think you mentioned it briefly earlier, the relationship between, what is it, the mute woman there, Kimiko?
Yeah, and her brother.
Yeah, and her brother, who, now we're in spoilers, is dead.
Yeah.
He didn't last long.
Which I thought, again, I thought he was going to end up being, like, the protagonist. Like, we don't really even know, like, what... Like, who the bad guy is for this season yet, you know? Well, I mean, I guess it's Homelander, right?
I was just going to say, it's Homelander, and it's, and I thought he, I actually, right up until, well, she broke his arms, ripped his hands off, and, yeah. But
that's what I'm saying. I thought he was going to end up being, like, the protagonist in this season. Like, the sister was going to have to go up against him. Like, I had this whole thing playing out in my mind. As we were going through the first three episodes, and then he got killed. So it's like, well, that's not going to be that.
See, so, I had him the other way. I had him going like a little bit bad because he had a mission, but then he would come back and he was going to help them against them because he was pretty powerful.
He was.
But it's funny how like the Seven are really good at picking out your weaknesses.
Right.
If you have a power, like what Homelander did there, and it's like, you know, with Blind Spot.
Right.
Pops his head. And then, what was it, Stormfront, just, oh, you can't do anything without your hand? So she rips, literally, that was disgusting.
Yeah.
And then what did she, oh, and she snapped his neck. And she's right. Like, I want to watch your eye, you know. And
yeah,
that's
I like to watch when the light goes out or something like that.
Yeah, the light leaves your eyes.
Yeah, and that's
or
the thing. Then you realize that she's a psychopath too, you know.
Right, and then she drops that racial remark, and you're like, oh, okay, so they're hitting all the notes here.
Yeah.
And yeah, so she may end up going with Homelander. She might be the only one that's like on his side.
Well, I don't know, because I feel like he's not on hers anymore.
He's not on anybody's.
You know?
Except his own.
Yeah, but I mean, he's already resentful of her.
Right.
So, I find it hard to see him and her teaming up. Yeah, she's just as bad as he is, right? Like, she's crazy, too. But again, they, you know, you don't know that until that third episode.
Right.
I mean, you don't know what her personality is going to be. I thought that, you know, that was, they did a good job with her, too.
I could see A-Train, The Deep, Black Noir, obviously Maeve, Starlight, all of them going good. I mean, even maybe Stormfront, I guess,
I don't know, she's a psycho.
Yeah, she's a psycho. Definitely not Homelander. If he does a turn, that would be huge.
Yeah, but I don't see that happening.
No.
He's too self-centered, he's too egocentric. I mean, the whole world revolves around him.
Yeah, he just wants to be loved by everybody.
Right.
And I really think that's the direction they're going. That's how they're going to defeat him. They're going to take that away from him. And he's going to have nowhere to turn because he's Homelander. He's like the most famous person in the world. Once they ruin his reputation, where does he go?
He wants to be adored by the public. But like, he's not afraid to bare his fangs in private. You know what I mean? Like, he...
Right.
Had no problems turning on, like, the woman, the publicist there, or whatever her job is. And he had no problem going after, you know, like, Giancarlo. So, like, he's not afraid to be disliked, but he wants his public image. Like, he wants the public to love him.
I found that Giancarlo wasn't even afraid of him, though.
No, he wasn't. But
that was
weird. But, I mean, he wasn't afraid to be the bad guy with him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he doesn't care if he loves him.
But why wouldn't he be afraid of him? Like, he could just blow your head off for no reason. And I was waiting for, like...
Yeah, I feel like he should have been a little afraid. Like, he was a little too bold there, you know? It's like, I get that you're the head of this company and this and that, but, you know, you're also sticking your head in the lion's mouth, you know?
Right.
And the lion can bite down. So,
I was wondering if he has powers.
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
Maybe he whips out the Black Saber?
Yeah, the Dark Saber. It could be, because like I said, he obviously wasn't afraid of him. He could just be the boss and knows that he's got this guy under his thumb. But like you said, there's nothing stopping him from just reaching out and snapping his neck, you know.
Well,
waiting to see who the next guy in charge is.
And Elizabeth Shue was the boss too, and right, and like, he blew her eyes out.
Right. Yeah, I found it weird that he had restraint there. Like, I don't know what held him back, really. Maybe that doesn't last. We'll see.
That's what I mean. It's one thing that he had restraint. It's another thing that Giancarlo. Giancarlo. There you go. It's like he wasn't even afraid of him. Because you don't, how do you trust that guy? So I'm wondering if he has some powers too.
I mean, he makes Compound V, so you would think maybe he sent, you know, why wouldn't you take some yourself?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, you know, owning a private printing press to print money and not taking any. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, if I can make gods, why wouldn't I make myself one? So, yeah, maybe he does. You know, we'll have to see what happens. But speaking of Compound, what'd you think of that guy that Annie gets the Compound V from? The guy that, like, is like prostituting himself out to cut his limbs off and stuff.
Oh God, yeah, I forgot about him.
That was a pretty rough scene too.
Yeah, how about the guy?
Like, for an extra $1,000, I'll let you, you know.
Yeah, he goes, where's an ATM?
Right, where's the nearest ATM?
How about that guy though? The guy that was paying the money to do it. Yeah. Like, he was like, and like, he just chopped and chopped away on the arm.
Wait, it's not even like he got it in one blow, you know, it was like, I have to hack through it with a steak knife, you know?
Oh.
It's like, how do you walk out of that room with, like, blood all over? Like, you weren't clean.
He loved it.
But I was like, that was pretty disturbing, too, you know?
Yeah. Jen's like, what are they going to do? I go, I think he can grow his limbs back. He's probably a starfish or something. And she goes, yeah, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, that's why they're putting down the plastic and everything.
Yeah, it took me a second, too. I was like, We gotta be neat. And he's like putting down the plastic. Like,
yeah, he goes, I don't want to pay the cleaning bill.
Yeah.
But that was funny like, though. He's like, for an extra grand, I'll let you. That was,
It just look on his face, like he paused and thought, like he had to think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
And he was like, where's the nearest ATM machine?
But then he can keep the arm too. Right. He's like, can I keep it? He goes, yeah, just keep it on ice.
He says, you an arm or a leg man?
Yeah. Oh, so funny.
But yeah, it's pretty it's like pretty disturbing, some of those scenes.
Just
it's like,
a little bit.
Who thought of that stuff?
I know. You know. So, all right, on that note, do you have anything else?
I don't think so.
Three episodes, so. Yeah. We'll be talking more on Thursday about episode 4.
Yeah.
We'll be all caught up. What else do we have coming out this week?
Comics, we've got Iron Man number 1. Detective Comics 1027, that's the big 1,000th appearance of Batman issue. And then Stillwater number 1, that's from Image Comics, I believe.
Oh, cool. That Iron Man number 1, what are they rebooting it? What's that?
Yeah, you know, so they had the Iron Man 2020 event.
Yeah.
Or semi-event that just ended. And, you know, this is restoring Tony Stark back as Iron Man. And rebooting the series.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll probably check that out.
What is today? The 10th? So 2 weeks from now is my 5-year anniversary of having the store. And I think this is the 7th reboot of Iron Man since I've been open. So.
Really?
I mean, I'm just guessing, but it's
a
been
lot
a
of
few.
Reboots.
Yeah, it's been a few.
Well, I remember when they rebooted Daredevil.
I think the first month I was open, we were rebooting an Iron Man number 1, and then we had Tony Stark Iron Man, and then we've had Iron Man 2020. So this is the fourth reboot in 5 years of Iron Man. So
what I was going to say is, I remember when they rebooted Daredevil.
Yeah,
and Daredevil had just died.
Right, and they rebooted.
Then remember they came out with the In Memoriam episode.
Yep.
Like they had four books.
Four issue miniseries.
Yeah,
and then he was back. Yeah, he didn't stay dead very long.
No, but I remember us talking about that was like right when we started the podcast.
Yeah,
and we were talking about it all that fall. Like, and you were like rolling your eyes, like, "Oh, they're starting. I thought he died, and they're starting it up again." And we're like. We didn't have high hopes for it.
To the end where he didn't even die. Yeah,
right.
I didn't have high hopes for this new series, and it's turned out to be fantastic.
The best series, yeah.
I don't know that Iron Man is going to follow suit, but it could.
Who's writing it, do you know?
No, I don't actually know. Not off the top of my head. Well, but it's not Chip Zdarsky. But still, speaking of Chip Zdarsky, though, Stillwater, number one, that comes out from Boom is Chip Zdarsky.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Oh.
It's really good, actually. I read it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, so, cool.
I think it's pretty good.
So pick that up?
Yeah, I definitely would pick it up. And we'll probably be talking about it on Thursday.
Nice. Yeah. Sounds good. All right. We will be back on Thursday. Until then, you can talk to us on Twitter at brightside_chat, or you can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Any and all messages I will forward on to John so he can enjoy them as well. check us out and all the other great podcasts on Nerdy Legion at nerdylegion.com. And please go on iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. And again, this is issue 100. And we'll be back on Thursday, and then it'll be every Thursday after that. And just, and then some special editions on Mondays.
Yep.
So that's it for this week. That's it for today, anyways. We'll be back on Thursday. Have a great week, everybody. See you then.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.